As we've been reporting here on KCBS, a police officer in Davis has been shot and wounded. We go to the KCBS Newsline. Joining us now is CBS 13 reporter Shireen Rajay. Shireen, what can you tell us? What happened tonight?
Yeah, good evening. A very active scene here in Davis. Multiple agencies reporting right now to this officer-involved shooting. It took place earlier this evening, and it started after a car crash in central Davis. What we know from the police department is one of their female officers went to respond to this three-car crash, and during that interaction with the passengers, this female officer was shot. It's unclear where those shots originated from, but witnesses tell me here that they heard 10 gunshots at least. The police suspect it is somebody that's involved in the crash right now. There's a manhunt underway in Davis. And this is a city that is not used to this kind of police activity. It's a very calm city. It's next to UC Davis, of course. A lot of students around who are pretty shaken up. They are sheltering in place inside their homes right now because it's not safe. They are searching for at least one person right now. The Sheriff's Department, CHP, Davis Police, SWAT teams are kind of going in and out of homes right now looking for this gunman. As far as the description of the gunman, this is what I know so far. It's a white male, and I'm told that he was wearing a baseball cap, black jacket, a blue jeans, black tactical boots, and again, there are some other ones. Area, but very active, very tense. Neighbors are shaken up, and I think this is going to be going on throughout the night. As far as the female officer who was shot, she was rushed to UC Davis Medical Center in critical condition, and unfortunately, I don't really know the condition right now, but it's not looking so great.
We have word that she's in serious condition, Shireen. Shireen, you mentioned people being told to shelter in place. For people concerned about loved ones who are going to school at UC Davis, is the campus on lockdown or it is still open? What's the story there?
I have not heard about the campus going on lockdown, so that's some good news. I can keep you posted if that situation changes. This is more for the residents of the central Davis area. Students, of course, live off campus as well. So we talked to a couple of students that had heard the gunshots. But as far as UC Davis, no lockdown that I am aware of has been, set in place at this hour.
Shireen, is there a particular area of Davis where the law enforcement is looking for this suspected shooter?
Yes, around 5th and D Street, that kind of downtown corridor area, 5th and D. It goes all the way, down to E Street. Several blocks or surrounding 5th and D have been cordoned off. They've told everyone, if you live in this area, if you can kind of stay away for a few hours until we can kind of deem it safe. If you have loved ones in this area, to tell them to just shelter in place and stay inside their homes as they do this search. But it's really all of central downtown Davis is kind of sheltering in place right now.
It's such a busy place with students in class and, of course, lots of places to go for things to do at night. Watching the video feed from your station, the CBS 13, police, law enforcement walking out around in police armor and guns, it just seems like a very dangerous situation.
It is, and it's something that people are not used to seeing here. A lot of these students say, you know, we see car crashes, we see, you know, some police searches for suspects, but within a few minutes, it's over with. I wish you could actually see what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing a stretch of SWAT officers with tactical gear and guns walking right in front of me with canine dogs. They are making their way block to block, trying to go door to door looking for the suspects. So yes, it's very tense. And if you can imagine, you know, seeing that in your street or outside your window, I can imagine people are pretty terrified.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Shireen Rajay, a reporter with CBS 13.